Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF.
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Hello, and welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to The Sprout, but today it's just The Sprout because it's just me. That's the last song you listen to is Singada Mystic Queen by the Samsara Blues Experiment. The reason I play that song now is because I think I had a spiritual experience listening to that album while reading Chip Zdarsky's Daredevil Run, or at least the first five volumes of it. Oh my days, that was just a phenomenal. Okay, let me start somewhere cohesive. So, my history with comic books has always been one of like general. I didn't get it. And for the longest time, I really did try to get it. Because I remember that I would pick up a comic book and I would kind of like have to. I felt like I was reading it and engaging with it in two different ways at the same time. And that was my mistake. I was trying to read it like a book, but observe it like it was a gallery as well. And that was the wrong way to go about it. What this comic book did, or I guess what I started doing, is I started reading this comic, Daredevil by Chip Zdarsky, with intention. That means sitting down on my couch, turning on a light, getting my robe and my slippers on, putting on this phenomenal album, and reading this Daredevil comic that I think made me fall in love with the medium, like just last week, basically, because of how amazing it was, right? The characterization, phenomenal. I recommend you check it out so much. If you haven't read a Daredevil comic, if you haven't read comics at all, that one's worth it. That one's so worth it. But the reason I chose this album is because of that kind of gritty hard rock mixed with a bit of like metal sensibilities that I think give it this really interesting texture across the entire album. I know that last song is 22 minutes long. Not the one I played. That's the opener. But the closer of this album is 22 minutes long. And every second of it is phenomenal. Paired with that beautiful illustration of just like, you know, that kind of the character like kind of having a practically an existential crisis of what it means to be a superhero. It's just phenomenal. And I wanted to gush about this album to you, and this comic to you, because I think they go hand in hand really well together. I'd recommend you go check that out right now, this instant. That being said, intention with reading, intention with, I don't want to say consuming art, but that's the only word that comes to mind. With consuming art, I feel like that is something that is very much slept on, and that we maybe we've maybe even lost a little bit with the invention of more advanced methods of playing music, right? Before, only way you could access music was literally through through a band that was there. If you knew someone who played music, that was the only way you could really access music. Or if you played music yourself, I think that the fact that the personalization of music has grown into practically the norm, where most people, and maybe I'm wrong, but from my understanding as a 16-year-old who's pretty into music, most people engage with music by themselves, in their headphones, at home, in their room, that kind of thing, when they're walking places, right? So that kind of makes me start to question whether or not I'm not being intentional enough with the way I consume this music, right? Because when you're washing your dishes, when you're going to the grocery store, walking your dog, like how much attention are you really paying to the thing you're putting in your ears all the time? Like at what point does it stop being, I want to be cultured and knowledgeable about music, and at what point does it start being, I just don't want to be alone with my thoughts? And that's kind of the question that I've been asking myself more and more, right? And so that's kind of what that little experiment was for me, was I'm going to read Daredevil with the added flavor of listening to this awesome album. And I made that intention. I wasn't just putting on an album so that I wouldn't have to read in silence. I wasn't just reading a comic so that I wouldn't have to be alone with my thoughts. It's, I'm going to sit down, read a comic, listen to music, and the experience was so much better for it, right? I feel like intention is something that's definitely been lost with, mobile streaming and that kind of thing. It's something that I think is definitely very much worth trying out. If you got the time, if at some point you want to like really engage with an album, and someone recommends you an album that you're really passionate about, that kind of thing. If you find an album that you're really into, try giving it the time of day. Try sitting down and just like genuinely checking it out. I feel like when it comes to people engaging with music, people interacting with it, maybe there needs to start being a shift from volume of analysis to a quality of analysis. How well do you really know this thing that you're listening to? And of course, you know, analysis isn't the only reason to listen to music. Sometimes it's just so good. Sometimes it's party music. Sometimes it's I'm going to lay in my bed and cry music, and that's fine. But I think regardless, I think it's important to, like, if you're into that kind of thing, if you're into music, just, like, sit down and really, really absorb it. I think that's something that's really special, something I know I want to start doing more, and something that I'm glad I did with this album. It made me appreciate it 10 times more than I would have if I just put it on when I was playing video games. Yeah, that's what I got to say about that. This next song is Cortez the Killer by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And I have a little story about this one too. We got a little bit of a theme going on here. Woohoo! Give it a listen. That last song was Cortez the Killer by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This song means a lot to me. It was one of the first songs that my school band did. Just four people, my band. Recommended by the guy who kind of like brought us all together to work on it. And since then, it's grown a very personal meaning for me. Lyrically speaking, Neil Young even stated at some point in the biography written about him, what am I doing writing about Aztecs and Cortez the Killer? Like I was there wandering around, because I only read about it in a few books. A lot of things I just made up because it came to me. The Rolling Stone also called the views on the Aztec Empire dead wrong when later criticizing the song. But I think that despite it being naive in some ways in its outlook on what Hernan Cortes' campaign was, it resonates with me on that naive level when I was just finding out about those kinds of issues through bits and pieces that were floating around, be it family, be it podcasts. When I was really little, I went to school in the U.S. and they didn't really talk about that part of colonial expansion at all. So in a lot of ways, when I perform that song, which I've done before and I really enjoy performing it, I try and channel that part of me that is a little bit naive, that understands that I don't have the full picture, that I don't have the full historical context, but knows it, almost feels something a little more deeply than I think I thought I would when I first listened to this song. That last verse, and I know she's living there and she loves me to this day. I still can't remember when or how I lost my way. That is my favorite verse in this song because it, to me, it makes me connect with a part of myself that I think was left behind in that conquest, as the child of two Mexican parents. It feels distant but familiar. That's what this song is to me. We are coming up to the end of our hour here. So I'd like to say a big thank you to listening in to The Sprouts, to 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Got them. The Sprout this time. It's just me. I really appreciate, you know, having a place to blather on about my little musics, my little tunes. Yeah, I hope you come back next week, you know, 2 to 3 p.m. every Thursday. We got Free Voices coming up next. That's really exciting. I think that's pretty much about it. That's pretty much all I got to say. These last two songs I'm going to play are, I Am a Situation by Autogram off of their album No Rules, and Dead Ringers by Kamikaze Nurse off of Stimuloso. Yeah, I hope you guys have a really great week. I hope you guys had a really great break. Get back out there. Keep listening to music. Keep hoping. Yeah. Enjoy. I guess, yeah. See you next time. Sprout you later, as we like to say here.
situation.